B'tachen for life, shir number 42, Sunday before Pesach. We received two seemingly different questions, and we wanted to address both of them because really they're rooted in the same question. Question number one from one of our listeners is, how do we prepare for the coming of Mashiach? People are seeing different signs that Mashiach is right around the corner, and then we get concerned. Do we really want Mashiach to come? Is it really so practical? How do we relate to it on a practical level? The second question that we received was from someone that was hurt from somebody else. And even though we discussed last week that nobody can do anything to you, but this person is still upset because it bothers them that the person maliciously hurt them. So even though the person didn't actually affect their life, but the fact that the person tried to affect their life hurts them. How do we approach that? So the second question we're going to leave for now, but you should know it's related to the answer of the first question. So let's discuss the first question. How do we relate to Mashiach? So the answer is that we look for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the most. If we want to be able to be lucky enough to go with Mashiach, we have to develop what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. What is the most important thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us? And interestingly enough, we see by Yetzias Mitzrayim that the people that deserved to go out were not necessarily all the tzaddikim. We see that Dasan and Aviram also got out of Mitzrayim. The main criteria to get out of Mitzrayim was the desire to come out, the desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Dasan and Aviram apparently had. Even though they were Rishayim and they did terrible Averis, but they had a desire to come out of Mitzrayim, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'matan Torah, and therefore they deserve to go out. So that's what we're looking to achieve. A desire. What is this desire that we want to have on a practical level? So we have to understand what's important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Believe it or not, what's important to Hashem is not necessarily fulfilling mitzvahs and keeping away from averus. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for necessarily. Rashi in Shabbos says a fascinating thing regarding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Rashi explains the story of Hillel that told the Ger that the foundation of Kol HaTorah Kula is what you don't want to be done to you, don't do to your friend. And Rashi explains that this is the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our friend, and he wants to have a friendship with us. That is the foundation of every mitzvah in the Torah. To understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a friendship, a relationship with us. He doesn't want to be foreign. He doesn't want us to feel like he doesn't understand us. He wants there to be a relationship. So number one, it's not a question of mitzvahs and averus. Those are just manifestations of the relationship. The main thing is the relationship. And people wonder, what do we do with Corona? How could we make a chizik? The first chizik that we have to do is not in mitzvahs and averus. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yelling at us. Listen to me. I'm here. I exist. Bring me into your life. Realize that I can bring the whole world to its knees with something that nobody can explain. I'm here. I'm powerful. I want to have a connection to you. That is the first and most important part of every relationship. If a husband wants to develop a relationship with his wife, and his relationship consists of buying flowers, that's not going to be a relationship. A relationship is inherent. It's essential. It's deep. It's not just portrayed through actions. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants the relationship. How do we develop the relationship? Be'ezus Hashem, we are going to discuss. But the first thing we have to remember is that emuna and bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are discussing, this is the essence of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To trust Him and rely on Him. And that is number one. Before any mitzvah and any aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a relationship with Him. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will be zeicha to develop a true relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.